You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome to Morning Glory.
And welcome to Morning Glory. My name's Jack Marshall and you're listening to the radio today. We're going to play some tunes, we're going to have some yarns, we're going to give some stuff away, and we're just going to have a great time. Welcome to Morning Glory. And that was a Sidekick Nick. All right. And so welcome to Morning Glory. It's a beautiful day out there. Well, it's kind of grey, but it's kind of nice as well. You know, grey days means hot chocolate and maybe lying in bed. But you're probably at work. Well, anyway, let's go on a little bit of journey today. I recently heard this crazy album by Molly Drake. and might sound familiar. So we're just going to give you a listen to a little song. It's recorded about 1930s, so a little bit old. Tell me if you know who this person's related to. Let's have a listen.
Happiness is like a bird with 20 wings. Try to catch him as he flies. Happiness is like a bird that only sings when his head is in the skies. You can try to make him walk beside you. You can say the door is open wide. If you grab at him, woe betide you. I know because I've tried. Like a butterfly upon an April morning, very quickly taking fright. Happiness is come and gone without a warning. Jack-o'-lantern in the night. I will follow him across the meadow. I will follow him across the hill. And if I can catch him, I will try to bring you. Why, yes, happiness. If I can catch him, I will try.
So, if you know who that is, maybe it sounds a little similar to something you've heard before. So Molly Drake is actually Nick Drake's mother. And it's kind of interesting, I thought, because when I first heard this, you think, oh my God, that is definitely 100% Nick Drake's mother. Because, you know, these things, you know, artistry and talent and whatnot, we kind of like to imagine them as just coming out of nowhere. But really, there's kind of a history and a little bit of something behind everyone. So now we're just going to play a Nick Drake song and kind of hear a bit of this, hear a bit of that from Molly Drake. And then we'll go back to another old school one from Molly.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime,
thank you.
Mary said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, she lost the pain. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. Feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they come and go,
and that was the immortal Nick Drake. So there's that kind of, you know, sad, lost, lonely tone you kind of get from his music, and kind of with good reason. He suffered from severe depression, but he made this incredible music. Unfortunately, when he actually brought out his music, I think he only sold about 4,000 albums, and it wasn't only until he actually passed away that he kind of got this recognition that helped him propel him to where he is today. Well, he's not with us today, but where he is with us musically. And so I'm just going to play one more Molly Drake song, and you can actually hear, if you like, listen nice and closely, you can hear the pages turning, and it's just an incredible piece of music.
It's got to be earned. Love isn't a right that's got to be learned. Maybe you spent your natural life loving husband or loving wife. Were you loving and was your love returned? Love's nobody's fool and nobody's slave. Love won't go to school and learn to behave. Ride your love on an easy rein. If love can go, it comes back again. Love will haunt us from cradle to the grave. Love's a whisper, love's a shout, love's a flame that could blow out. Love's all beauty, but make it a duty, and love will lie right down. Love is a germ you never resist. Love loves the eternal will-o'-the-wisp. Follow him through the darkest day. Love will glimmer and light your way. But grab at him and he flickers away out of sight. Love's enchanted, don't take it for granted. Isn't a right.
And that is Molly Drake. So just to reply to one of your texts you've sent in, is she related to Drake? Well, yes, she is. That is Nick Drake's mother. And I just have to say to all the Mollies out there, that's my favourite name in the world. I don't know why. But Molly's just, it rolls off the tongue. Molly. Well, not roll, but a bit of a pop. And so, that's Molly. That's Drake. We're just going to give you some ads. And you know what? Ads are what makes BFM continue to stay around. So give them a listen. And then we're going to come with the gig guide, tell you what's on. It's going to be sick.
Is it daylight?
Tommy and the Fallen Horses, live at Anthology, September 27th.
Maybe one day I'll write you a letter, but I won't forget you when you go.
After a five-year hiatus, Tommy and the Fallen Horses are back with Open Hearts, their lush and melodic sophomore album, out now.
In the donut winter.
Tommy and the Fallen Horses, Open Hearts album tour, September 27th at Anthology. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
Are you a tick?
Nah.
Do you like yummy food?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking...
Wrong. What you need is a Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit. Everything you need to make Lucky Tacos at home in just 10 minutes. Tasty, spicy, fresh, Lucky Tacos make you feel good. And with free delivery in Auckland, why not make it a ritual? Pick up a Lucky Taco Fiesta Kit at your local Faro Fresh or get free delivery direct from the HQ at theluckytaco.co.nz.
Orcon's new 4G backup plan has everything you need to keep your small business running smoothly. Whether you're everyone's favourite Greyland Paleo Cafe or that esoteric board game shop that's Otahuhu's best kept secret, Orcon Broadband has you covered. Great power rates, mobile plans, internet, everything. Their awesome unlimited broadband starts at $89.95 a month, GST exclusive. Plus, 4G backup means that whatever happens, you won't lose your connection. Get reliable broadband for your small business. Go to orcon.net.nz/business.
Single origin Colombia Quindio Milagro Supremo wash filter, por favor. Bottomless.
Namaste, friend. One nitro brew. That's vegan, yes?
Excuse me?
Hey! Mummy's busy. Mummy's... Do you want to wait in the car?
Triple shot flat white, please. Or stronger? Extra hot.
Busy today, eh? I'll have half-strength soy vanilla latte. Cheer.
Oh, coming right up. Yep.
There's something for every taste at the Ultra Albany Cafe. And 10% off with your B-card. Ace. Ultra Albany Cafe. 23 Douglas Alexander Parade. Just off Rosedale Road. Albany.
Whoa, Cole.
Can I help you?
Cocktails and test tubes. Even cooler than teapots. I'll try this one.
So, that's highly poisonous.
Secure the body.
Science, it's all good, but just to be safe, why not stay up to date with the latest happenings, discoveries, and hot button topics with Dear Science. Every Wednesday while on the beat, Lillian is joined by a rotating roster of boffins, brainiacs, and badasses to make sense of just about bloody everything. Dear Science, every Wednesday while on 95BFM, thanks to MOTAC, Auckland's Museum of Transport and Technology.
It's time for the 95BFM Entertainment Guide.
Yes, it is, because there's stuff happening in Auckland, because Auckland's actually a pumping place if you think about it. And what have we got on today? What have we got on? So, Monday, we've got Those Lethals acoustic set playing at the Devonport Folk Club. Tickets $20. Tuesday, we've got Bruno Major at the Tuning Fork. We've got live poetry at the Thirsty Dog, which is free. And I think poetry is underrated, man. It's just like music without... music, just words. And 95BFM presents the Southern Fork Americana Fest 2019 at the Tuning Fork, which is on the 10th to the 20th of October. Tickets from Ticket Tech. October the 10th, we've got the Fearless Brothers. October 12th, we've got Albie and the Wolves. They are sick. We've got October the 13th, we've got Molly Turtle, D White. October 18th, Pokey Lafarge. We've got October 19, we've got Johnny Fritz and Joshua Headley Show. October 20th, we've got Tammy Nielsen, who is again sick. Friday the 25th of October, 95 BFM presents Joan as the policewoman at the Tuning Fork. Tickets from Ticket Tech. I was giving her a listen last night and I was like, damn, she's cool. I was actually looking for the police, and then she came up and I was like, who's this? And played a song called Magic. And I was like, damn, that's a good song. You should go see her. She's wicked. Wednesday the 6th of November 2019, 95 BFM presents the one, the only, Steve Gunn at the Tuning Fork. Thursday the 14th of November, we've got 95BF presents Shonen Knife at Whammy Bar, best venue in Auckland. 95BFM presents Nightmare on Wax at the Hollywood in Avondale. There's also a Hollywood in Christchurch. That's not the one. That's from justtheticket.com. And 23rd of November, 95BFM presents Pluto fourth release show at Hollywood Cinema. Again, that's not in Christchurch, that's in Avondale. And last one, Wednesday the 8th of January, which is bloody ages away, we've got 95 presents Here Comes Mac DeMarco with support from Phaser Days at Auckland Town Hall. I would most definitely go to that if I was in Auckland, but I'm not going to be because I'll be doing other stuff. I'm chilling on the beach. And that's our whatchamacalls for the day. We're going to have a little bit of Something in the Water by Poker LaFrange, which is playing in a couple little while. So have a listen. If you like it, go see them. Support music, because music is sick.
Well, that's entertainment. The 95BFM Entertainment Guide.
She got a broke down El Camino in the front yard up on Broad. Her mom walks around in a pink nightgown, sandals and white socks. She don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the lightning and the rain. She's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boy, love her just the same. Something in the water. Something in the water. Makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. She does her makeup and hair, to cook fried chicken in her underwear. She drinks malt liquor for lunch and dinner and sends me running scared. She yells, she screams, and she beats me, but I don't mind the way she treats me. She'll someday lead to my death, I know, but I stay with her just the same. Boys, stay with her just the same. Something in the water. Something in the water. Makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. But there must be something in the water. Off the vine, she'll blow you a fist, throw you a kiss, and you'll thank her every time. They're all so crazy and beautiful, but I tell you, the woman is never dull. They'll break your back, give you a heart attack, but you need them just the same, boy. Need them just the same. Something in the water, there's something in the water. Makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. What makes her crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. There must be something in the water. Yep, must be something in the water. There must be something in the water. Yeah, water. What makes you so crazy? Well, there must be something.
And welcome back. You're listening to 95BFM, the hits of yesterday, today and tomorrow. So earlier on we were having a listen to Molly Drake, Nick Drake's mother, and then a bit of Nick Drake. And I was going on a bit of a daydream. I was thinking about what I should play. So I started off with the Mollies and the Drakes and the whatnots. Gave Nick Drake a little Google, a little Wikipedia. And guess where Nick Drake was born. I'll give you two guesses. No, not that one. No, almost close. He was born in Burma, Myanmar. I was surprised. And then when I think of Burma, Myanmar, I think of George Orwell. So George Orwell was a writer, wrote some books, Burmese Days, most notably Animal Farm. And so then I was thinking, George Orwell, Burmese Days, what's that other book? Oh, he wrote Down and Out in Paris and London and whatnot. So I thought, from Nick Drake, we need to go listen to some French music. So next up, we've got Nicolas Cruz, who's actually a French dude, but he's heavily influenced by kind of Latin culture. So it's going to be electronic, bit of this, bit of that. I hope you're having a great day. Let's listen to some tunes.
Not your typical bran. Bran blended into crunchy granola clusters with added pre and probiotics. And with delicious additions like freeze-dried fruit, nuts and seeds, Branola doesn't taste like its cardboard box. In fact, it comes in three delicious flavors: raspberry and blueberry, apricot and pear, and almond and chia. Start your day the right way and have a breakfast that makes for a happy belly. Hubbard's Branola. It ain't your gran's bran.
Fancy apps don't mean too much if you end up paying two or three times more when you need transport the most. Skybus are old school. They have just one fixed price. Jump online and $18 will get you from the CBD to Auckland Airport. All day, all year, no surge. That's just old school values and service when you need it most. That's Skybus. Departing Auckland Airport every 10 minutes in peak times. Get your surge-free tickets at skybus.co.nz.
This week at the Hollywood Avondale.
Thursday at 8pm, David Lynch's terrifying, polarising Mobius strip nightmare, Lost Highway, showing on 35mm.
We've met before, haven't we?
Sunday at 2pm, in his most iconic role, Paul Newman is Cool Hand Luke. Then at 5:30, travel back to 1990 with Richard Linklater's misfit comedy, Slacker.
They don't give a damn about improving the world.
Come early. Every screening has pre-show oddities plus vegan treats and mulled wine.
The Hollywood Avondale, your local independent church of cinema.
Sorry, no goths.
Excuse me?
Yeah, piss off. Maybe without those sunnies you could read the bloody sign.
No goths? This is cruel and unusual.
Not as cruel and unusual as that beautiful velvet cape. Now get out of my sight, Nosferatu.
I'm a human being.
It's hard out there for a goth, but everyone's welcome on Penny's 1 to 4. A heady mix of the sounds of now and the shimmering hits from our alternative past. One to four with Penny this afternoon, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, that's right. You're listening to 95 BFM. We're on the radio. How does radio even work? I don't think anyone knows. Sometimes I look at the microwave, and I think, what the heck? How does that heat up food? You put it in a box, and a microwave is real light as well. You just press the button. A minute later, it's hot. How does that work? Don't know. Microwaves, apparently. Who would have thought? Anyway, moving on to our music news, because we're a music radio station, not a microwave station. Radio waves. This week, voting is now closed on the Vapor Top 95 Countdown, which is back for our 50th anniversary. So, voting's closed, but you can tune in this Friday to hear the Top 95. Get it? 95, because it's 95 BFM, not 100. And someone is going to win, walk away with $950. Someone who voted, obviously. If you didn't vote, you didn't win nothing. But if you listen, you can find out who did win, find out where they're going to have some beers, and then drink their beers. Up next up, we're listening to some Miss June with Polio. 95 BFM. If that cup of coffee this morning didn't wake you up, that sure did. That is a bloody tune and a half, eh? I love that. Next up, we've got some Church in the APs. Roulette.
When you hear this shit, spin it like you play roulette. Going straight to the head, don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in a bed if I need that bread. 2 Ks and a letter Y, that's my set. Spin it like you play roulette. Going straight to the head, don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in a bed if I need that bread. 2 Ks and a letter Y, that's my set. This shit bounce like the 1999. Gonna get you some 999.
off like Migo. Spin it like you play roulette, going straight to the head. Don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in a bet if I need that bread. 2K's and a letter Y, that's my set. Spin it like you play roulette, going straight to the head. Don't shoot me dead. I'd aid in a bet if I need that bread. 2K's and a letter Y, that's my set.
Love, now I'm on the sequel. Heart stay open, in you I keep go. Crossroads of beast mode to peace mode. Southeast cold, Avalon to Ekasov. Too much on my back for me to set it off. From the offset, I just wanna be like Cartier, Anse, or Harry Belafonte. Whenever I eat, my peeps get the same entree, like they my fiance. It ain't easy when niggas like feed me. When I ain't got it, they don't believe me. Read me truth, lead me truth. The birth of freedom can't be induced. We reproduce so our fruits can see the fruits. A harvest for the world that the mustard seed produce. Faith walk my thoughts through yellow tape and chalk. Tiger style getting back on course.
Well, they want us to be in jail. But you know we'll never fail. We going up, yeah, we going up. And no, this soul is not for sale. I won't put that on them scales. And I know we will prevail.
Man, I'm struggling, man, I be struggling. Till something inside tell me to come again. Like when you fucking and you get another win. I'm from the city of win, that's another win. Take the L, green line, red line, get your paper headlines. Trying to feed your fam, get fair time. It happens, trapping and rapping, got us backed in. To a corner, it's normal for black men. The Marcus Garvey, Bob Marley reenactment. Savion with a beard, yo, I'm tapped in. Stretch money and make it to a back bend. Frontin' niggas try to front you on the back end. Live from the shop where guns be clapping. Poetic justice with raps, I'm snapping. Meditating to Kamasi song, ask him. Robin and basking, our heroes ain't masked men. When I do it calm, do it with passion. My compassion for brown and black skin. In the hood, I used to backspin. Now I'm spinning back in the hood. When I'm back, yo, it's good. If you stand up, then that's understood. I tell the black sheep, don't react to them wolves, crib love. Our heroes are on mirrors, so 5-year-olds get told in their earlobe that they could let fear go. Souls clear away, let these poems pirouette, yo, pirouette in the silhouette of blackness and cigarettes.
Well, they want us to be in jail, but you know we'll never fail. We going up, yeah, we going up. And no, this soul is not for sale. I won't put that on them scales. And I know we will prevail.
BFM presents Nightmares on Wax, November 15th at the Holly Lavendale. Oh.
You better get ready, cool and deadly, put a rock steady, but now is the time. You better get ready, cool and deadly, put a rock steady, but now is the time. You better get ready, cool and deadly, do the rock steady, cause now is the time.
Dude, what a track. I think I'm just actually enjoying all the music. We've been going a bit up and down, but all over the place, but it's great stuff. So coming up, we've got a giveaway coming up after the hour. We've got some news, we've got some ads, we've got anniversary albums with Sam Smith, longtime contributor to the BFM team. So we're going to have some ads, and then we're going to have some The Unclear, which I went and saw them the other week, and they are bloody sick, mate. Enjoy.
Ooh, tasty.
Yeah, hemp brownie.
Whoa, funkadelic, dude. Didn't know you were a stoner. Got the munchies?
Do you even know what hemp is?
Ceres Organics' new raw bites are here. Superfood hemp brownie, fragrant magic ginger featuring functional mushrooms, and New Zealand's first vegan savoury raw bite, the tomato superb. Certified organic by BioGrow, the gold standard of organic certification in New Zealand. No artificial flavours or additives in sight. Ceres Organics Raw Bites. Go to ceres.co.nz.
After 5 years out wandering the lonesome wastes, Tommy and the Fallen Horses are back with a new album and a live show to match. If you want to go see Tommy and the Fallen Horses live, then stay tuned to 95BFM all this week and you could be winning yourself some tickets. But you've got to have a B-card. Tommy and the Fallen Horses Open Hearts album tour, September 27th at Anthology. Tickets from Under the Radar.
Are you a smoker or a vapor? Or maybe just a little vape curious? Come on, don't be shy. NZ Vapor is the one-stop shop for all your vaping needs. From refillable pods to mods, you'll find it all at nzvapor.com. Whether you want to blow massive clouds or just vape regular style, their huge range of devices and liquids have you covered. For the best in the biz, NZ Vapor. Proudly made in New Zealand since 2012. Only a fire should smoke. Go to nzvapor.com.
Okay, so I go back and watch the original Star Wars in theatres. Han shot first.
Oh, yeah.
Playboy Mansion 1968, baby.
Well, what would you do if you could go back in time?
Warn people about the imminent climate catastrophe.
Right.
There's still time to learn to live better. Find out how on Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Mondays after 6 on 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
And now we've got Huh the Unclear. Just a sick band from the South Island. And they're really nice guys too.
I've been out of work for a while, and I was looking through the jobs, and I found one that said, can you work with animals? I've got a couple of cats at home. I really quite like animals. They said, great, come in on Monday. Ooh, it's a battery farm. Doo-doo-doo. Watch out, it's a battery farm. Ooh, it's a battery farm. Doo-doo-doo. Watch out, it's a battery farm. Ooh, watch out, it's a battery farm. Doo-doo-doo. Watch out, it's a battery farm. When I arrived, they brought chickens over to me in a forklift. They said put them in those cages over there, 30 by 30 centimetres, 5 each to 1. And they were picking each other half to death. They were losing their feathers. They said, what do you think this is? This isn't a petting farm.
Atamari, good morning. Ka James Tap talking o, ko te tika matahi karaka. It's 11 o'clock. Advocates for New Zealand's poorest families have said the government is not moving fast enough to reform the current welfare system. The Child Poverty Action Group and Action Station, as well as other groups, say urgent changes are needed to lift children and their whānau out of poverty and have delivered a petition to Jacinda Ardern's electoral office this morning. The group has come up with a number of solutions, including increasing the amount beneficiaries can earn, changes to the relationship rules, excluding savings from cash asset tests, and the removal of all sanctions. The report included 42 recommendations, with a price tag of just over $5 billion. Social Development Minister Carmel Cipollone, who is overseeing the reform, says it would be impossible to implement all of the recommendations at once, instead to take 3 to 5 years. After a series of delays, today Statistics New Zealand will release data from its 2018 census. This census will be the first time New Zealanders could use the internet to answer questions. However, several problems led to 1 in 10 Kiwi responses not being accounted for. Due to ineffective leadership, government statistician Liz McPherson resigned. McPherson responded to the media, saying they were too optimistic, placing too much emphasis on the online census, and did not have robust contingency plans in place when things started to go wrong. She added that the way Census 2018 was run became overly complex and ultimately ineffective. a return to the traditional census approach, was recommended in some parts of the country. And now to overseas. Catholic bishops in Burundi have come under fire from authorities for spitting venomous hatred. This comes after the bishops read out a message at churches denouncing intolerance to political violence ahead of the elections next year. The message talked about the suffocation of political parties and persecution of their members, which have different views to the government. A team of UN investigators has found that the ruling party's youth league, the Fed Imbonerakure, have also carried out killings, disappearances, rape, torture, as well as arbitrary arrests and detentions against political opposition. At least 1,200 people were killed during the 2015 elections, with 400,000 people being displaced. And Switzerland has held a funeral for their lost glacier, Pitsol. Scientists say the glacier has sunk to less than 80% of its original size since 2005, a trend accelerated by rising global temperatures. Reduced to lumps of ice, Pitsol is no longer a glacier, says a climate campaigner Alexandra Di Giacomi. Locals, hikers and environmental campaigners, donned in black, trekked up to altitudes of 2,700 metres to pay their respects at the somber ceremony. Along with the recent Oyjökull Glacier commemoration plaque in Iceland, these events follow a global trend of lost glaciers being remembered to highlight climate change. And that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Anenga tohu hurere motenera. Here's your weather for Rahina, Monday the 23rd of September. So today it's going to be fine with some cloudy and partly cloudy periods. There's going to be a west to west northwesterly wind with a high of 18 degrees and an overnight low of 11 degrees. Sunset today is going to be at 16 past 6. An outlook for part of this week, on Ratu, Tuesday, it's going to be cloudy and cooler with some rain and then some heavier showers possible, with a north-northwesterly wind changing to a strong southwesterly wind. On Ra'apa Wednesday, it's going to be partly cloudy and cooler with a few showers, mostly later, with a fresh to strong westerly wind. On Ra'apare Thursday, it's going to be partly to mostly cloudy and cool with a few showers with fresh to strong west-southwesterly winds. And that's your news and weather. Ko James Tap Talking O. The time is now 4 past 11.
Shot, James.
Shot.
First of all, just shout out to BFM for incorporating more te reo into our little dialogues there, because just as a bunch of palangis, we should learn how to speak the language of this country. Cha.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
And now we've got some Reza Biza with Troubles.
Genocide, the city getting gentrified. Thought I could have saved the world, but truthfully I never tried. But what's a man to do? I did what I had to do. My people dying back at home, my new crib got a massive view. I think I might just go and move out to my grandma's village and see how they living. I pray that I'm forgiven for displaying apathy. Donald Trump and government, there's forces we don't know about. That's what I've been discovering. I spent some time in Netherlands and saw the way they treat their people. Came back home and saw some changes that I need to see through. See, there's no poverty out here, well that is just deceitful. Who you vote for when the other option's just as evil? I search for answers, I just hope it happens soon enough. Everyone's involved, I guess I'm hoping that I do enough.
So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Oh yeah. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Only for violence, crime and poverty. Everyone for justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity.
Repetition.
competition could build strength and set division. The past living alongside the request mission. Forget quickens when less listen. The best giving full forwards only a step in their crevasse dipping. Separate and take over, then we make over entire cultures. We lay over till breath's missing. Preoccupied with the now instead of how come. And wonder why the who can evolve and not the outcome. The trouble in the world has always been and will remain unless we change the fundamentals of men. There's a war going on outside that is within, with the deepness of the blame explained by only skin. We cannot make amends when the statue gets defamed. Their bigots feel no shame. The seeds need to bleed well before they reach the brain, and the hatred is retained. Replace, not erase, should be the aim.
So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Oh yeah. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. One leap of violence, crime and poverty. Everyone more justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity.
I saw the devil in the billboard. I saw his face inside the currency. We kill for, we pillage and we steal for. Even when we not at war, you know it's still war. Was hoping things change back home, but yo, we still raw. The world I brought my kids into, it kinda worries me. What's the value of a minority to authority? We hide beneath the veil and we consider it equality. You talking about the quality of your life, well that shit bothers me. But through the struggle and the lies and the insanity, can't help but feel there's still some good within humanity. Remember back in Zion, yeah, it was just my mother and my dad and me. Dead broke, but still we found some happiness. I find it hard to find joy within my success when people back home live with much less. Yes, I search for answers, I'm just hoping that it's soon enough. Everyone's involved, I guess I'm hoping that I do enough.
So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. Oh yeah. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. One leap of violence, crime and poverty. Everyone more justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world. One leap of violence, crime and poverty. Everyone more justice and equality. This world full of hatred, greed and vanity. Tell me who are gonna save humanity. So much trouble in the world, make so much struggle in the world.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Marty. One up, rough enough on my bass guitar. My skills allow me break the tension or the tackle like Jonah Lomu on attack. I paid my dues from here to Timbuktu and back. Mad if I had my crew up in the house, it makes the difference. It is my preference. Refer to reference, crack the ill style with my part two to open up you. In the meanwhile, I still pursue to inject you with my hoariest intelligence. So intelligent, make way for the native of all back on your hill. I stop the sun up just like my legendary prophet, god like son of Papa to a nuku. Maui, to make the days longer, erupt, I run up like Ruomoko, king of volcanoes, commotion like it was the Springbok tour. The only one representing my hoary ways, total go to Mahio Teneda just about every day. It's the freak of fight funk, hoary on the loose, out of my city, Dolph Marty produced.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Marty.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Marty.
The incredible.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my Marty.
The incredible.
Behold my cool star while I beat the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Sworn to wage war, I pledge allegiance to all Iwi who cuts ties with Lizano people trying to deceive me. By the way, I manage to be the proud hoary I am. I take a armor, we will know me as the horrified addict of tongue tricks, local strength. I keep my fitness, run up, rough enough on my bass guitar. My skills allow me, it's the next step I haven't hit yet. Next time round, I ram dance hall. I get much respect. The world is yours, but the production is mine this time. Throw your spanner in my work, should be ready for the line this time around. Roar! Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
Lyrical.
My reign of terror, soon as my lyric hits,
Undeniably proven, I inhabit all mics with all vigor. The boy never quits practicing in eloquence. The return of the dread eye since 86. Forceful, you're making me live it. Wrapped up in unfat, the super medalist. Man, I'm the gold winner. Proven fact that damn is good. Native, that's the name it took. And none let off the hook. Brothers, listen up to my commentary. My use of words, killer. Send your skills to the word cemetery. Will the multitudes handle hoary attitudes? The criticizers are the skillless and the rude.
Incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original.
Behold my cool style while I greet the funk with my mom.
The incredible, lyrical, and original. And original.
Quite possibly the greatest hip-hop song in New Zealand. Where did you learn about New Zealand hip-hop? Because I grew up on a steady diet of Sublime and Woodstock and, you know, cans of Diesel. I had never heard of Damn Native before. And shout out to Professor Felicity Barnes of my history class, who was like, yo, you want to learn New Zealand history? We listened to some Damn Native. I was like, damn, that's dope. And that's Damn Native. Give him a listen. But we've got another song, then we've got some ads. But first, we've got free stuff to give away. So we've got a double past any film at the Hollywood during September. Films showing include Lost Highway, Cool Hand Luke, Slacker, Cruising, Mummy Dearest, and Serpico. So if you come early, there's screenings, pre-show oddities, vegan treats, and mulled wine. We're like on the tail end of the whole kind of winter cold thing. So enjoy mulled wine while you've got it. You can go to hollywoodavondale.nz for tickets and more info. But if you would like a ticket, if you've got a B card, if you've got some brain knowledge in your head, if you can tell me the year that song by Damn Native came out, Behold My Cool Style. If you can be the first one to give me the date that came out with your B card number, I'm going to give you tickets to see a movie. And so, now, we've got Wilco, Everyone Hides. Text into 5395 with that info and we'll get back to you.
If you're telling yourself a story where the secrets twist like vines, and you know where the bodies are buried, but you can't remember where you buried the minds. Oh, no one denies, everyone hides. Oh, oh, everyone hides. You sell yourself on a tale where the details lost in the telling, and the telling was the point all the while.
95 BFM presents Pluto, live at the Hollywood Avondale, November 23rd. The triumphant return of Auckland indie pop titans Pluto, playing music from their long-awaited fourth studio album, 4, as well as all those favourites you know and love. Pluto, 4, album release party, Saturday, November 23rd at the Hollywood Avondale. Get your tickets now from Banished Music.
It's a place where you lose yourself and you find
yourself. Went on this mint surf trip last summer, actually. Just me and Lady Ocean. Check out these photos.
You're not in any of these.
I took them.
I don't think you did. These are clearly professional photos. The composition, chiaroscuro, the glorious emotional resonance.
I got a new camera.
Whether you're a career photographer or just getting started, ProGear Professional Photographics can take your photography to the next level. ProGear, unparalleled quality. 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Hello Japan, the Kids Japanese Festival is happening at Alan Melville Centre this school holidays. Explore Japanese culture and enjoy amazing Japanese animation movies like Mary and the Witch's Flower, along with other fun activities. It's a free event for children and families, so come along to watch, laugh, create and explore. Hello Japan, the Kids Japanese Festival, Thursday, October 3rd and Friday, October 4th, presented by Alan Melville Centre and the Consulate General of Japan in Auckland. For more info, find Alan Melville Centre on Facebook.
Is this the art?
Of course! You just need to put your art eyes on.
It's a beanbag.
No, it's a soft sculpture.
I guess it is a bit beautiful, sad, yeah. Crumpled, but also lushly tactile. Yeah,
You kids mind if I sit here?
Yeah, you can sit on it.
The VA Auckland Charitable Trust present Art Week. 9 days and nights of art for everyone. Over 1,000 artists in more than 100 venues and galleries around Auckland. Art Week, October 12th to the 20th. Go to artweekauckland.co.nz.
The beauty of the fleeting and the ephemeral is so last century. 95BFM's popular shows, features and interviews are available as podcasts on RSS and Apple.
It's Totally Wired with me, Danielle.
Two to the left.
On Land of the Good Groove. Got lined up 3 songs.
Yo, welcome back. It's true.
For stopping by for the 95BFM Kids Show.
Greetings and welcome. This is the Rhythm Selection.
Never miss out again. Becast available on Apple Podcast or RSS. For whatever podcatcher you're into.
Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Woo! And we've got anniversary album with Sam Smith in the studio.
Hello. Hello, Jack.
Wow, Jack.
From Gisborne.
I am from Gisborne. That's my Instagram handle. Catch me. Catch me outside. I'm doing this for the promo.
Oh, I love it.
Right, so what is an anniversary album? So why do we have anniversary albums?
Well, it's just a good chance to celebrate albums from the past, you know, that are celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, you know, like a wedding anniversary.
But in this case, it's a...
It's a birthday anniversary.
Is it?
How old are you? Well, what? This album's 35.
Oh.
And it's by a group called The Cars, and it's called Heartbeat City. It was released in 1984, so it's older than both of us. but I'm doing this because last week the lead singer and songwriter Rick Okasek actually passed away, sadly. He was 75 years old, and I thought, well, it's a good chance to, you know, play some of his music and celebrate his legacy and that kind of thing.
Bit of a tribute.
It is a tribute, yes. So just a bit of background about The Cars. So they're from Boston in the USA, and they formed in 1976, and it was made up of these 5 guys by the name of Rick Okasek, Benjamin Orr, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawkes, and David Robinson. And in the late 70s, they became part of this this new kind of scene called New Wave, which was quite popular in both the United States and the UK at the time, even in places like New Zealand as well.
What would be like an example of New Wave?
Talking Heads.
Nice.
Blondie.
I love Talking Heads.
Yeah, those sorts of bands. Television, another band. Also in places like New Zealand, Split Enz is a good example of a New Wave band.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was quite a distinctive sound for this particular band, though. They were quite different from these other acts. They were more kind of guitar-oriented, mixed with synthesizers, definitely influenced by a lot of 50s and 60s rock and roll and pop music. The songs are quite catchy, They're quite hooky. They hook you in with their catchy lyrics. They're quite sing-along style. And it kind of endeared themselves to a younger generation of rock fans at the time. A lot of their songs have become staples on classic rock radio over the years. You probably would have heard them at various stages, because they've had that kind of, they stood the test of time kind of thing. And they released 4 albums in 4 years, so they're quite prolific at the start of their career. They're all very successful commercially. And then they took a couple of years off, actually, but in the early 80s, between 1981 and 1983, to work on solo projects, etc. Before they regrouped in 1983 for this album, their 5th album, Heartbeat City. And it was quite interesting because they went into the studio with a new producer by the name of Robert Lung at the time. And he was quite a big name producer in rock circles at the time. He'd produced albums by AC/DC, Def Leppard, Foreigner. He was kind of like the go-to guy for like hard and heavy rock at the time. And this actually contributed to a slight change of style for the Cars on this particular album. It was quite heavy in places, a lot more layers of guitars. But also at the time, it was kind of more synthy. There's definitely a lot more use of synths on this record, because synth pop was quite popular at the time. You know, people like New Order and Soft Cell and that kind of thing was kind of in vogue, Ultravox.
Is New Order classified as new wave or whatever?
They're kind of a bit of a both. They're kind of caught in that in between kind of area between synth pop and new wave, probably more in the synth pop direction. The Cars were definitely also slightly going into that synth poppy direction as well on this particular album. So let's play a track, shall we? Let's start with a track called Magic. This is track number 3 and one of the big singles from this record. Reached number 12 in the United States. And you can definitely hear the kind of change of style on this track, the influence of Robert Lung and this kind of big 80s driving guitar style. Yep.
Let's give it a go.
Do you ring the lines? There's magic.
very 80s sounding. Love it.
Love the 80s. I mean, I wasn't around for it, but hypothetically.
I was around for a year and 10 days. That's my contribution to the 80s. So the next track we're going to play is a track called New Might Think. This is track number 6 and the first single released from this record. Made it to number 7 in the US charts. And again, very big track on classic rock radio over the years as well.
I love classic rock.
Classic rock that rocks.
What is classic rock?
It's kind of like rock that was released in the 70s and 80s. Yeah, from a distinct period. Nice. And then it became like a thing on radio, like a marketing tool for that kind of music to keep going.
Classic rock.
Yep.
Buy a Ford. All right, should we listen to the song?
Yes.
Boom. You Might Think.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
Driving along the highway.
Oh, man. Do you, like... Sorry, just to give you a little anecdote of my life as a person.
Yes, please.
I just love when you go for a drive, say, approximately from Auckland to Whakatane, and then you stop off at, like, maybe a Z or a BP petrol station. You go in, you get a can of Coca-Cola, you open it, you scull it, because it's super hot. And then you throw half of it away because the rest of it's shit.
Mm.
It's like the first drink is all you want.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
How do you feel about that? What's your thoughts?
I agree entirely. That connects with me on a deeper level.
Yeah. I don't know where that came. Oh, driving down the highway.
In your Ford, if you're so, or your Holden, you know.
Yeah.
Each to their own, I guess.
There's only two cars you can have.
All right, so shall we talk about how this album was received and what's its legacy?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it was a massive commercial success, actually. It sold over 4 million copies Went 4 times platinum in the United States, and was the most successful album, actually, reaching number 3 in the United States and number 1 here in little old New Zealand.
Straight.
I know, eh? Much of the success was down to the success of, excuse me, the big singles, including Drive, which is, everyone knows that song. It's
Big massive, Hungry and Johnny.
Massive hit. If you've ever owned one of those 80s compilations, it's probably on there.
Mm.
That was a top 10 hit in 12 different countries, actually. And it also garnished a lot of rave reviews. Many called it the one of the best pop albums of 1984, actually. So, yeah, it did very well. And the Cars ended up making one more album before disbanding in 1988. And after that, unfortunately, Benjamin Orr died in 2000, which kind of put paid to any chance of a full reunion. But they did reunite twice, actually, once in 2011 and also for a new album. And again in 2018, where they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm.
There you go. And also, I just want to mention about Rick Ocasek. He was a very accomplished producer after the band broke up. He produced the first Weezer record.
Mm-hmm.
He produced Bad Brains, No Doubt, and also a band called Suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he was a very accomplished and respected producer for many, many years.
I think if we weren't such like an alternative radio station, I would just play Weezer all day long. I love Weezer.
Well, I think they were a BFM band for quite a few years.
Were they?
Pinkerton and the first album as well.
And then they got cool.
And then they started making shitty music.
Controversial.
I mean, some of their later stuff, you know.
Whatever. I did like their 2016 album. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
But
I stopped listening to them.
Well, now they're a bit of a meme, aren't they?
Weezer. They did a sick cover of Toto.
Africa, yes.
Yes.
It's become a meme.
Yes. I think they did it. They did a sick cover of...
Everyone Wants to Rule the World.
Wait, was it not? MGMT.
Oh, yeah, MGMT.
Because, like, the funny thing was, though, MGMT couldn't play their own music because they're all, like, alternative and DJ. And so Weezer played their songs before them or something. I don't know if that's true. But, you know, you can say it on radio and maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
Someone will correct us, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Text in if you know the answer to anything.
All right, well, we're going to finish with the closing track and the title track of the record. It's called Heartbeat City, and this is more kind of synth poppy compared to the previous two tracks. Lots of synths on here, lots of moody kind of soundscapes going on, kind of fitting with the music at the time. Yeah.
The 80s.
The 80s. We'll be right back.
And that was Anniversary Albums. Have you got anything to say for yourself?
No, but just check out the podcast and all the other podcasts if you wish to do so.
Oh, and, shout out to, couple of texts in. Brilliant Anniversary Album. Have been going hard on the Cars since hearing of Rick, what's his last name?
Okasek.
Okasek's passing. And just a quick shout out to the very intelligent BFM listeners. I've got one text here saying, MGMT are very accomplished musicians and have never had any issues playing their music, FYI. You know what? Sometimes don't believe everything you vaguely hear on the internet.
They're not the Monkees.
Hey, we're the Monkees.
That's for sure.
they're not Monkees. They're musicians. All right, thanks so much for coming in today and giving us some music.
Thank you.
Little.
Bye. Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, Sam Smith. What a legend. He's been coming in here for longer than I have been, I don't know, at Auckland. If you don't know, I'm from Gisborne. This is kind of my thing where I tell people where I'm from. We're going to carry it on as long as we can. Hey, next up, we got a banging song from Tiny Ruins, but we've got a winner. We've got a winner for the Hollywood giveaway. So it was a stiff competition, a lot of entries, but we got Craig. Craig, you're a winner out there. If you text in and your B card number is blah, 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 mate, you have won yourself some tickets. You can either give us a call and I can tell you more about it, or we're just going to put your name on the door. Maybe give us a call anyway and we could tell you how you want it, where you can go, what you can do, and you can go see some movies. But right now we've got Tiny Ruins, My Love.
She flew through the doors of the blue laundrette. In a rush of warm sheets, she was hard to forget. And in the moment, mid-cycle and spin, he sang soft as she turned to him. It's a golden age. Would you be my darling? Love later, let's put down everything. For love later, let's put down everything. Swept up, they lived the week's double shift hum. In the gaps in between times leapt their desire. And for their own home, they beat the drum. But when the hammer was raised, they had to bid higher. They say it's a golden age, and we've one more to feed, my darling. Love later, let's put down everything. For love later, let's put down everything. she turns on the stairs. It's all rigged against us. He punches the air. A clean start, they whisper and face the roulette. That gold rush falls feeling as they place their bet. My love later lays put down everything. My love later lays put down everything. For love later lays put down everything. Everything. Everything.
That was Ariel Pink with Stray Here With You. A little bit of the anniversary vibe vibe, 80s kind of synthy thing going on there. See that? We're holding this whole show together. We're going there, we're going there. But you know what? There's always a kind of central backbone that we just kind of throw it together and it works out. But hey, so we've got some ads, we've got a song, and then we're going to have the remix of the day coming up.
Summer just isn't summer without Laneway. So praise the sun. It's back for another year of unforgettable music from here and around the world. Featuring
The 1975,
Rufus Du Sol,
Charlie XCX,
Rule,
Earl Sweatshirt,
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard,
Benny,
J.I.D.,
Mahalia,
Baby No Money,
The Chats,
Hockey Dad,
Julia Jackman,
Coltrane,
shit, this is pretty good,
Fontaines DC,
Starla Donnelly,
Omar Apollo,
Kait,
Soaked Oats,
1174,
Mermaidens, and more to be announced. St. Jerome's Laneway Festival 2020, Auckland Anniversary Day, January 27th, in luscious Albert Park.
Tickets on sale 9 a.m. Thursday, September 26th. Go to lanewayfestival.com/Auckland.
Our story begins in ancient Ethiopia.
Your goat all right, mate? He's buzzing out on those berries. Absolutely, yeah. Frothing.
Not half bad, though. What do you reckon about the name? Coffee!
Couple of hundred years later, in God's Zone, between some vodka, a $10 espresso machine, and a dream, Jumping Goat was born. Bloody good coffee-infused liquor, top-quality, locally roasted coffee, the finest New Zealand vodka. It'll put a firecracker up your nether regions. Jumping Goat, available in good bars and bottle stores. Find out more at jumpinggoatliquor.com.
Love Food Hate Waste workshops are happening at Ellen Melville Centre. Learn how to make delicious and healthy food using just a few seasonal ingredients. You'll plan your meals and your leftovers to cut down on waste and save money. Plus, it's a great opportunity to connect with other cultures and build community. It's win-win-win. Love Food, Hate Waste. For mums, dads and bubs. Fridays 12 till 2 at Ellen Melville Centre. For more info, find Ellen Melville Centre on Facebook.
Show Me Shorts Film Festival's back for another year of surprising, fresh, bite-sized entertainment. It's movies, but small. Good time, not a long time, you know? And we're giving away tickets. Just grab your B-card and stay tuned to 95BFM all this week for your chance to win. Show Me Shorts Film Festival, on now to the 24th, at Rialto Cinemas, The Vic and other cinemas around Auckland. Find all the info you need at showmeshorts.co.nz.
So we're coming up to the end of our show. Hope you've enjoyed it so far. We've had a bit of this, bit of that, played some music. Coming up at 12, we have the incredible news team. So just so you know, there's probably about, I don't know, maybe 30 to 50 volunteers in the news team up here at any one time, because we're doing news, you know, 5 days a week, morning till night. You know, keeping it cool. So, got some sick news coming up then. But until that time, we're going to play maybe one or two more songs, see how I can chuck it in. Next up, keeping it old school, going to play Waterloo Sunset by the Kinks.
Sunset time.
Beautiful song. I love the Kinks. I think they are one of the most underrated super famous bands of all time. All right, and next up we have the
Remix of the day.
We're keeping it cool with Santa Gold. Shove it. Makes it to the end of the show. We've done it, guys. We did it.
That was was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.